A new report gives scientists the best evidence yet that long-term exposure to air pollution is associated with deaths from lung cancer. Researchers conclude that breathing the air in some of America's biggest cities puts residents at higher risk of death from all kinds of heart and lung diseases. The findings are likely to be highlighted in the political debate on how to protect air quality. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
This is the kind of research that makes a big splash. The authors analyzed data from a huge American Cancer Society study that has been tracking cancer deaths for 20 years. Then they cross-referenced it with 2 decades of pollution data. Researchers conclude that over that time, people breathing the air in an urban area like New York City, which has an average amount of pollution, are at risk. Specifically, they stand a 20% increased risk of dying from lung cancer as compared to people in the cleanest areas of the country. That's about the same risk as living with a smoker. And a 13% increased risk of death from heart failure and lung diseases like emphysema. George Thurston of New York University is one of the study authors. He's not surprised by the results.
What's more invasive than breathing things into your body and having it deposited deep in your lungs?
Thurston's team has nailed down exactly what it is in the polluted air that damages the lungs. It turned out to be minute particles.
You can't see the individual particles, but collectively, they cause a loss in visibility and a haze, a white haze that a lot of people think, oh, that's just humidity and that's normal, but that's not just humidity.
It's heavy metals and sulfates. They're spewed out in large quantities from combustion in power plants, refineries, and diesel trucks. Arden Pope of Brigham Young University led the research. He says such pollution is impossible for people to avoid.
Unlike cigarette smoking, where there's a certain degree of personal choice involved, our decision whether to breathe or not is a whole different matter, right? And the reality is that the exposure to fine particulate pollution is quite ubiquitous.
Using this study's scales, a smoker is 20 times more likely to die from lung cancer, but public health advocates say this shouldn't detract from the significance of air pollution as a contributor to death. Jonathan Samet of Johns Hopkins University argues policymakers need to consider this new study.
The Clean Air Act is very specific on its requirements. It says that public health should be protected with a margin of safety. So when we continue to find effects at levels of air pollution that people have been breathing across the last 20 or 30 years, it tells us that from the point of view of public health, we need to stay concerned.
Air quality has improved in urban areas during the last 2 decades, mostly as a result of clean air regulations. But most cities still don't meet current clean air standards. Last month, the Bush administration unveiled a plan that would rely on voluntary programs for power plants and other polluters to reduce emissions. Environmentalists like Dan Lashoff of the Natural Resources Defense Council says this is not enough.
This study certainly raises the urgency of Congress taking action to move quickly to reduce a pollution that is implicated in both lung cancer and in other forms of cardiopulmonary disease.
At the very least, the study published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association may raise public awareness of the connection between air pollution and its effects on human health. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.